Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 11, you will hear stories from our 12th collection, Foiled. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Dreamcatching by Jane Satchel McAllister. Wake Forest University suited me quite well. Its southern locale offered more warm, sunny days than my hometown of Baltimore, Maryland. The small student population and class sizes afforded ready opportunities to develop friendships and converse with professors. Early on, I surprised my parents, reporting home that strangers passing me on the quad waved and said hello. I had learned as a child in the North not to talk to strangers. Clearly, this college environment in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, had different norms. The existence of an intercollegiate women's volleyball team provided the icing on the cake. I joined the team as a freshman walk-on in the earliest days of Title IX, when female student-athletes did not receive any funding. Playing on the team led to some of the finest experiences of my life. Not only did I meet women who became lifelong friends, but shared in the thrill of winning our state and regional tournaments and becoming the first Wake Forest team to participate in a national competition. Two of my volleyball teammates at Wake Forest University chose to spend a semester abroad at the university's house in Venice, Italy. Listening to their stories of adventures and misadventures, I appreciated their bravery in pursuing an experience beyond our normal studies. Not until I took an introductory course on art history did I begin to appreciate such an experience for myself. The possibility of seeing Renaissance art and architecture in person rather than on a page or screen intrigued me, despite my lack of facility with learning foreign languages. Pursuing a double major and playing intercollegiate volleyball in the fall semesters demanded rigorous planning for required courses, and solid academic performance was essential to maintain the academic scholarships that paid my way. Those challenges notwithstanding, I summoned up the courage to ask for details about the study abroad option. The registrar explained the program details, all of which I could accommodate with some careful planning and execution. Then she told me the price tag. A semester abroad cost $3,000 above normal tuition, not including any expenses for weekend travel that represented a major attraction of the program. That sum far exceeded my capacity at that time. I consulted with a financial aid office about what options might exist for assistance, but came away empty-handed, largely because the study abroad program had just launched a few years earlier, and the university had not yet developed financial packages specific to the program. The college that fitted me so well in all other regards had placed an insurmountable barrier to a dream I dared to have. That hurt, and disappointment stayed with me for decades. In the years after graduating from Wake Forest, I obtained master's degrees in business and library science, pursued my careers along several wandering paths, and built a wonderful home life around my husband and our rescued dogs. With some financial creativity, my spouse and I managed to vacation in San Francisco in our first year together, despite student loans, car loans, and a mortgage, thanks to frequent flyer mileage, and a pass for a free hotel stay. An extra bonus included crossing paths with the San Francisco 49ers and coming home joyfully with Joe Montana's autograph. Each summer, we took time to travel in Europe, enjoying the deep and rich history and cultures of foreign countries. We made it to both London and Venice in those years, though for brief visits only. In Venice, I located the Wake Forest House next to the Guggenheim Museum and longingly imagined the daily lives of the students there. I could not help but think back on an incredible opportunity I had missed all those years before. Now in retirement, our travel opportunities are greatly expanded, and our shared love for discovery and learning persists. So imagine my delight when my husband discovered an opportunity to live and study in Florence, Italy, one of my favorite travel destinations, for 6 weeks. Usually, I like to think for a time about our travel possibilities, but in this case, I call the next day and reserve my spot. The spring will see me living in my own apartment and walking to school each day, immersed in Renaissance Italy and learning the beautiful and wonderfully expressive Italian language. The setting is not London or Venice. It is even better suited to my mature interests. My lack of facility with language acquisition, coupled with diminished hearing, will no doubt provide some comical and frustrating moments. But I am old enough now to face the challenge unabashedly. Although I may lack the same energy and mental facility of my youth, I bring to bear on this new program a lifetime of perspective and experience that will enrich my time in Florence. It took a while, but my dream is coming true. Buona fortuna. Copyright 2025, Jane Satchel McAllister. Jane Satchel McAllister's writings draw inspiration from the wide variety of people and places she encounters, from her home base in Davie County, North Carolina, to rich adventures across our country and abroad. She has co-authored 2 Images of America books through Arcadia Publishing and served for 9 years as director of the County Public Library. Her current writing project is compiling stories based on decades of travel, both fiction and nonfiction. Almost as much fun as the trips themselves. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 12 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next personal story publishing project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.